This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to today's ILTA podcast entitled Tools That Firms Use for Collection. I'm your moderator today, Chuck Neal. I am the litigation and e-discovery manager at Keating, Muthing, and Kleecamp in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I am thrilled to be joined by our speakers, Cameron Herzog, Director of IT at Brownstein Rask, and Heather Lansbury, Litigation Support Manager at Ulmer & Byrne. Welcome, Cameron and Heather. And we're just going to dive right in. Like I said, we're going to be speaking about tools that firms use for collections. And Cameron, I'd like to ask you, what tools are you using to collect email accounts such as Gmail and Yahoo?
So the tool we use to collect from email accounts depends somewhat on what we want to do with that email. Is it going to be reviewed by an attorney? Is it going to be produced, or, you know, et cetera? So if it's something that's going to be reviewed by an attorney, if it's not a huge email account and they want it to in their Outlook for review, then one of the programs we've used, Encryptomatic, is a company that produces several different email conversion tools. And also they have a tool that's available to look at the email itself. That one is called PST Viewer Pro. And so, well, I better back up a little bit here. If you're coming from Gmail, they have an export utility that allows you to export an entire mailbox into an mbox format. That format isn't too widely useful, but you can convert that using Encryptomatic's tools, or another one is Aid4Mail. Once you convert it over to PST, you could then get it into Outlook for somebody to review. You could also put it into Concordance or Relativity, something along those lines. And then finally, if you wanted to produce and bait stamp it and print everything into a PDF with attachments, one of the tools I use is called Message Export. And that works with, it won't do a ton of email, but, you know, I can kind of chip through a PST that I've created out of Gmail. For example, we haven't done a lot of exports from Yahoo, so I won't comment on that because I'm sure my methods are outdated since the last time I went and did that.
Excellent. And what about cell phones? How do you collect those?
For the longest time, I had this great tool from a German company to extract iPhones. We were getting more iPhones than Androids. And unfortunately, because the OS gets updated on iPhones and Androids from time to time, those tools get out of date the second that the OS updates come out. And as people have been updating their phones more and more over time, the tools get out of date, and that one was, you know, deprecated and they stopped updating it. So now I've been forced to look at some of the new tools. We usually don't do a lot of huge cases internally. This is more just for attorney review or maybe some production. So one of the ones that does tend to work and that they stay on top of is by Tenorshare. I'm not a huge fan of their software, but they do make software that will allow me to extract data off of the phone or find deleted stuff if it hasn't been overwritten yet. And then you can also go into an iCloud backup. And this is assuming that, you know, you're working with the client's phone and they want the data extracted. You can go into an iCloud backup or into previous backups to find a few things there. I've had problems using their software with Android devices. It kind of depends. You know, sometimes they'll want the device to be jailbroken, and that's not something you want to do to a client's phone. I can speak a little bit later as to, you know, the best way to kind of find tools, evaluate them, and figure out if they're right for the job. We do send out some work for phones on the bigger cases because, you know, the tools for those more important jobs are quite expensive, and we're only using budget tools for stuff that we're going to do internally, and we try not to build the client back for those.
So these are the more the one-offs where it's like one, maybe two phones for the case.
Yeah, like, you know, we're using them once a quarter, a few times a year, something like that.
Gotcha. Exactly. Awesome. And Heather, can you speak on the tools that you use for social media collections?
Currently, we just use Web Preserver. It's pretty simple to use and it's pretty user-friendly. So, you know, some of the paralegals can capture their own pages if they have a bunch of them, or we can give it to staff. So because it's so straightforward and user-friendly, we've carried on using Web Preserver for now.
Excellent. And do you just use that for social media or do you use that for websites as well?
We use it for everything. Social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, we use it for YouTube, and then any other website that we ask to get captured. Some of the larger ones for, you know, Facebooks, we tend to run in lit support just because they're time consuming and you have to leave your browser open. So people can't go to different web pages while it's running.
I think I might have used that for a few websites also. I was trying to think what scraping tool we'd use most recently. And for pulling down YouTube videos, that we've always struggled with that. That's technology. It's just a battle between YouTube and the companies that want to scrape that info. For smaller social media jobs, Facebook and Instagram both have the ability to extract data, kind of like Gmail. And so for an attorney's review, like I said, smaller one-off situations or for production, you can go into the Facebook or Instagram settings and download a data extract that is kind of like an indexed HTML archive of it. Web Preserver is good if you're working with accounts that you don't have access to, but most of the time we have access to these accounts. And so that's how we're able to just get in and download everything that people need. And then for sometimes we have to find stuff on websites that isn't there anymore because the author's taken it down. And so we'll go to something like the Wayback Machine at archive.org to find older data there. Thought I might chime in with that info.
Great. Thanks, Cameron. One follow-up. Are there any tools out there that you use and not, I wouldn't say like in your daily practice, but use relatively often that are must-haves?
Heather, other than Web Preserver, are there any tools that you guys are using? I think I've mentioned all the ones that we use on a regular basis.
No, I don't believe so. I'm pretty much the same as you. We do Web Preserver and the Wayback Machine. Pretty much the only things we use to collect social media at this point in time.
Yeah, I wish I could say these tools worked for longer periods of time, but I mean, if a tool works for 5 years, it's going to hit the end of its life cycle. It just seems like these tools don't last very long because the technology changes so rapidly or the companies just change their software so that they don't work anymore. They don't really want people harvesting this information for free. They want to, you know, monetize it and sell it to advertising companies, right? But that's another discussion. If you'd like, I can kind of go over how somebody could find tools if they're in a pinch.
Yeah, that'd be great.
To look for the tools, you know, Google's a great search tool and there's plenty of other search tools out there, but the good tools don't always filter to the top of that list, but the ILTA forums actually are a good place to start. You know, if you have access to ILTA, pop on the forums. People have had these discussions over time, years and years past. And then I think the Spiceworks forums probably come up after that as far as a, you know, an unopinionated source there. Maybe unopinionated is not the right word, but as a source that you can find tools. The review websites that are, they kind of collate the information. Now those are advertiser based, but if you start to kind of look through what look like the most legitimate reviewer websites, there might be 5 or 10 of those that look like they're not out there just to advertise one product, but they really do want to give you a selection of products. Well, of course, they make a little bit off of each purchase that you make. If you go through those and try to figure out which ones are they saying are the most useful tools, sometimes it'll be very clear that there's one or two market leaders here. And, you know, that information changes every 3 to 5 years. And then you can look at those tools. You can often get a free trial. And then if you like the tool, they don't usually cost over $100. You know, it depends what you're looking for. But if it's just for like a one-off job, that's a pretty good price. Sometimes they'll be even cheaper and they'll have different tiers and whatnot. So that's usually the process I go through once our tools expire. And then it's time to find a new one. And we're not sending the job out.
That's great information, Cameron. Any other things that you guys wanted to put out there? I know you both mentioned a bunch of tools, and we can do a follow-up blog post on ILTA with all the names of the tools that you guys use. Any other gotchas or tips that you wanted to put out there?
I'm the same as Cameron. I mean, so a lot of these tools, you know, they do tend to expire just because of the ever-changing, you know, interface, specifically, say, Facebook. You're going to have a tool for a little bit, and it's going to eventually stop working based on the way that the sites are programmed. But outside of that, I don't have any other tidbits that I can think of.
Yeah, Yeah, I think that about wraps it up. I don't know if I mentioned it, but the PST Viewer Pro and the Message Export Tool are both made by a company called Encryptomatic, which is an interesting one because they have several tools that I've looked at over time, and you know, they sell them all for under $100 a piece, and it just seems like they almost exist for legal purposes. You know, they really do a good job of making tools that work well in the legal space, but they're just little tools that have these very niche jobs that have kind of helped me over time, and they've stayed on top of updating stuff. So it'd be nice if there were more companies like that around, but it's a small space. You know, there's not a ton of demand for these tools.
Right. Well, I would like to extend my thanks to the audience for tuning into today's podcast, and as well as to Cameron and Heather for participating. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.